Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's podcast of Divine Purpose Insights. I'm your host, Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. Today, I want to talk about overcoming disappointment and discouragement. This was a chapter in a book I wrote a few years ago, and I want to kind of revisit the ideas I shared there in the book, but also just kind of touch on these thoughts again with some new insights because it came to thought again. I know we're often have things come up in our lives that feel like they're just discouraging or one disappointment after another. And it gets easy to and compelling to just believe that that's your fate and that that's where we have to live. And it really isn't. There are some solutions to that, in spite of the fact that we certainly can feel that we're experiencing those disappointments. There's a way to gain a perspective beyond what seems to be going on in our lives to what kind of really is going on. It's a perspective that we can shift to that relies more on the divine love, the universal intention that's really going on. And leaning into that, discovering that, being alert to it can really put an end to that pain and weariness and apathy that can come up when we feel like we're faced with disappointments. And instead, we can get a real true sense of our identity and purpose, even in the middle of all these things. It's a reality check where it can lead us forward and onward and in a better discovery of our truest purpose rather than something that has just put a halt to our lives. As we all probably know, our thinking does directly impact our experience. So we should be careful that it isn't the other way around. Our earthly experience will be more compliant as we claim that heaven at hand and active rather than buying into and sustaining really by our acceptance a perpetual hell or at least a purgatorial experience. Finding the active and present heaven requires our losing a sense of that disappointment and discouragement as quickly as we can. As long as we see the world is against us, it'll seem to be against us. Once we begin to recognize that the universe, divine power, God, all that really is in actuality working on our behalf, our world begins to align with that fact. It'll require a certain amount of persistence and faith, and of course some kindness to ourselves and to others as we, and patience as we get through these disappointments and things that can try to get our attention. But we really can negate these pack of lies, and we have help in doing that. As I'm just saying, the Almighty is on our side. It's behind us, and it's going to keep coming to us until we get a more true perspective on things. So even these disappointments are opportunities, as I've noted in other podcasts we've had. I just think it's real important to see that we're having an opportunity where these things come up. Here's an example. A number of years ago, I had moved to New York City. I was led to move there, and I was staying with my sister in a little tiny apartment, and I was thrilled with it. I loved it. We were wonderfully spending time together, enjoyed it very much. I was starting new work there in spiritual healing. Eventually, it got a little cramped trying to office out of her house and living on top of each other. So I knew it was time for me to, now that I had really decided to stay there, to look for an apartment of my own. Well, finding an apartment in New York City on really a no income whatsoever at that point, or very little, just starting a new business, in spite of a good credit rating and all this, was really, really daunting. And it became very depressing as the different landlords and the real estate agents just kind of were appalled at what I was presenting them and that it was not possible for me to get anything, any place to stay because of what my financial picture was presenting. So I was really feeling inadequate and hopeless and depressed, and I was so excited about this new adventure, and I began to feel I was making a mistake, just kind of sunk down into depression, and my enthusiasm was just down, felt small and ridiculous. And then an angel thought, this again, God working with us, it interrupted me in the middle of my whining and suggested that perhaps prayer would be a good idea right now. Good idea. All right, let's try that. So I did get quiet, and I affirmed what I knew to be true, that God had led me to New York. No question. I'd gotten there very smoothly and quickly without any resistance or hardship. Everybody thought picking up and moving to New York would be a big deal. It really wasn't. It just felt like each step forward. I'd come to do healing work, something I know that God was leading me to do, and it felt right to me at the time. I didn't feel like I was being willful at all about it. It just felt like that's where I was going. So I could stand behind that and know that if God was doing that for me, leading me there, then he wasn't going to cut off the engines midstream and just let me drift helplessly and be unproductive and feel bad about myself too. So that was a wake-up call. And I really felt right in those moments of prayer, this weight of shame and worry lift off. And it was really just changing perspective, as is a God perspective, looking at things from a higher perspective. And then in that moment, it came to me to look at sublets. And I hadn't really wanted to do that because I wanted to stay longer. I didn't want to do this short-term thing and move again and move again. But I heard that message. So I picked up a newspaper, one I hadn't looked at before, a local paper, and my eye went to some sublets. Found a listing. Called about it. It was a few blocks from my sister's in a neighborhood that I was coming to love and felt like home. And I set up an appointment to talk to the guy who was subletting his place. And I met him. We liked each other right away. He knew I was trustworthy and reliable. He didn't care about my background and my financial bracket and all that, how much income I could make. He trusted me to be able to pay to take care of his place. And just right on site, we both, this is it, this is what we're doing. And the sublet was advertised originally for 8 months, but because of work things with him being away, it ended up being my home for the 3 years that I spent in New York. It was an indication to me again that those disappointments, that discouragement that wants to hit us and nail us to the wall or sink us to our knees is really not what it looks like. And I was led to what was right there, and of course used this principle of prayer in other times of my life when those discouragements and disappointments will want to get me down, just to connect with what's really going on. Life is progressive. What may look like less doesn't mean that that's what's really going on. God is taking us forward. We're being led in what is right for us in the right way at the right time, which is also important to know that sometimes those things that feel like disappointments, it's just bad timing on it, and it will come around again if it's meant for you. If it's not, then you can't have it anyway and you don't really want it. We want what's right. And, you know, despite what we might think, your life is not a soap opera and you don't want it to be. You really don't. We don't want to keep talking trouble, sort of announcing it and one-upping our friends on the misery scale and believing and encouraging the saga by becoming too attached to it. I'm a loser. This is me. This is always going to happen. We really give a life to something that is not really legitimate to God, and it harkens back again to the sense of our worth, and that we are not victims. We are bigger and better than that. And, you know, so long as we continue to stand transfixed by that trouble, that's how long we'll linger in hell. And to change that perspective again, gently, be gentle with yourself. It's difficult sometimes when life feels like it throws us a curveball, but take that moment to listen to what's really going on, and we can turn that disappointment around and to make it an opportunity for newness and freshness and some insights we haven't seen before, not only in what happens in our life, but in the way we look at life, a real shift that makes the difference in how we go forward. And then we've also, by our overcoming, become even stronger and clearer than if that sort of episode of disappointment hadn't happened at all. All right, that's about it. I want to end with a little quote that I like from the Amplified Bible. It's Hebrews 10, 35 through 36. I just like this interpretation. It says, and listen, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. Have a wonderful week. Check in with me at lauramolitor@gmail.com if you have any comments or thoughts or want to talk to me more about this. You can also find out a lot about me at beingfreenow.com. Can also find out about my book that I referenced earlier if you go to the writing and speaking page at beingfreenow.com. I will talk to you all next week. Have a wonderful one.